Day 23 C. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. A new star, with its sweet twinkling, calls the Magi to adore Jesus. The Epiphany. The Soul to Our Celestial Mother. Here I am again, Holy Mama, on your maternal knees. The sweet baby whom you hold to your breast, and your enrapturing beauty, bind me in such a way that I cannot move away from you. But today your appearance is even more beautiful. It seems to me that the sorrow of the circumcision has rendered you more beautiful. Your sweet gaze looks far away to see whether people dear to you are coming, because you feel the yearning of wanting to make Jesus known. I will not move from your knees, so that I too may listen to your beautiful lessons, and may come to know him and love him more. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. Dearest child, you are right in saying that you see me as more beautiful. You must know that when I saw my son circumcised and his blood pouring from his wound, I loved that blood, that wound, and I became a mother twice. Mother of my son, and mother of his blood and of his crude pain. So, I acquired a double right of maternity before the divinity, a double right of graces for myself and for all mankind. And this is why you see me as more beautiful. My child, how beautiful it is to do good, to suffer in peace, for love of the one who created us. This binds the divinity to the creature, and gives her so much of graces and of love, to the point of drowning her. This love and these graces do not know how to remain idle, but want to run and give themselves to all, to make known the one who has given so much. This is why I felt the need to make my son known. Now, my blessed child, the divinity, which can deny nothing to one who loves it, makes a new star, more beautiful and luminous, arise under the azure heavens. And with its light, it goes in search of adorers, to say to the whole world, with its mute twinkling, "The one who has come to save you is born. Come to adore him and to know him as your savior." But human ingratitude. Among many, only 3 individuals paid attention, and heedless of the sacrifices, put themselves on the way to follow the star. And just as a star guided their persons along the journey, so my prayers, my love, my yearnings, my graces, for I wanted to make known the celestial baby, the awaited one from all centuries, descended into their hearts like many stars, illumined their minds, guided their interiors, in such a way that, without yet knowing him, they felt that they loved the one whom they were looking for, and they hastened their steps in order to reach and see him whom they so much loved. My dearest child, my heart of mother rejoiced at the faithfulness, correspondence, and sacrifice of these Magi kings to come to know and adore my son. But I cannot hide from you a secret sorrow of mine. Among many, only three. And in the history of the centuries, how many times is this sorrow of mine and this human ingratitude not repeated? My son and I do nothing but make stars arise, one more beautiful than the other, to call some to know their creator, some to sanctity, some to rise again from sin, some to the heroism of a sacrifice. But do you want to know what these stars are? A sorrowful encounter is a star. A truth that one comes to know is a star. A love unrequited by other creatures is a star. A setback, a pain, a disillusion, an unexpected fortune are as many stars that shed light in the minds of creatures. And caressing them, they want to make them find the celestial infant who fidgets with love and, shivering with cold, wants a refuge in their hearts to make himself known and loved. But, alas, I, who hold him in my arms, wait in vain for the stars to bring me creatures in order to place him in their hearts. And my maternity is constrained, hindered. And while I am the mother of Jesus, I am prevented from being the mother of all, because they are not around me. They do not look for Jesus. The stars hide, and they remain in the Jerusalems of the world without Jesus. What sorrow, my child. What sorrow! It takes correspondence, faithfulness, sacrifice to follow the stars. And if the sun of the divine will rises in the soul, how much attention does it not take? Otherwise, one remains in the darkness of the human will. Now, my child, as the holy Magi kings entered Jerusalem, they lost the star. But in spite of this, they did not stop looking for Jesus. However, as they went outside the city, the star reappeared and led them, festive, into the grotto of Bethlehem. I received them with love of mother, and the dear baby looked at them with great love and majesty, letting his divinity shine forth from his little humanity. And so, bowing down, they knelt at his feet, adoring and contemplating that celestial beauty. They recognized him as true God and remained enraptured, ecstatic, while enjoying him. So much so that the celestial baby had to withdraw his divinity into his humanity. Otherwise, they would have remained there without being able to move from his divine feet. And then, as they came round from their rapture, in which they offered the gold of their souls, the incense of their belief and adoration, the myrrh of their whole beings, and of any sacrifice he might want of them, they added the external offering and gifts, symbol of their interior acts, gold, incense, and myrrh. But my love of mother was not yet content. I wanted to place the sweet baby in their arms, and, oh, with how much love they kissed him and pressed him to their breasts. They felt paradise in advance within them. With this, my son bound all the Gentile nations to the knowledge of the true God, and placed the goods of redemption, the return to faith of all peoples, in common for all. He constituted himself king of the rulers, and with the weapons of his love, of his pains, and of his tears, ruling over everything, he called the kingdom of his will upon earth. And I, your mama, wanted to be the first apostles. I instructed them. I told them the story of my son, his ardent love. I recommended that they make him known to all, and taking the first place of mother and queen of all the apostles, I blessed them. I had them blessed by the dear baby, and, happy and in tears, they departed again for their regions. I did not leave them. I accompanied them with maternal affection. And to repay them, I let them feel Jesus in their hearts. How happy they were! You must know that only when I see that my son has the dominion, the possession, and forms his perennial dwelling in the hearts that searches for him and loves him, then do I feel a true mother. Now a little word to you, my child. If you want me to act as your true mother, let me place Jesus in your heart. You will make him happy with your love. You will nourish him with the food of his will, because he takes no other food. You will clothe him with the sanctity of your works. And I will come into your heart. I will raise my dear son again together with you, and will perform the office of mother for you and for him. In this way, I will feel the pure joys of my maternal fecundity. You must know that anything which does not begin from Jesus, who is inside the heart, be they even the most beautiful external works, can never please me, because they are empty of the life of my dear son. The soul to our celestial mother. Holy Mama, how I must thank you for wanting to place the celestial baby into my heart. How happy I am. Oh, please, I pray you to hide me under your mantle, that I may see nothing but the baby who is inside my heart, and forming of all my being one single act of love of divine will, I may make him grow so much, to the point of filling myself completely with Jesus, and nothing may be left of me but the veil that hides him.